It's Alante and I'm back. Thanks for joining me this week. And I'm here to share what went down for week 6 of grad school. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. This week was rough. Like, I wasn't focused. I was sad because I was missing my homecoming for the first time. And the combination of those two made me not really as productive as I wanted to be. So the week started off actually relatively decent because I spent the last weekend organizing everything I needed to get done. And I find that when I stop, I have this big whiteboard now. And what I do is what I did last week was on Thursday, I sat and listed out everything I wanted to get accomplished by Tuesday. Well, Monday afternoon, because I don't have class until 4 on Mondays. And so I set all my tasks and then try to give myself some sort of schedule to follow. Now, I never follow my schedule, almost ever, when I make it. But I like making it because it gives me something to aim for. So it gives me structure even though I rarely follow it. It seems weird, but it makes me feel less anxious. If I don't know what to do, I can at least go look at my list and I can work on something. So, I got through a lot of that list, but I didn't get through everything. And so, come Tuesday, I realized I had some other things I needed to do for school. And it's I got everything done. It just wasn't, I wasn't as engaged in the work as I usually am. I wasn't as present. So, as I went through the week, I just found that I was missing stuff and not really understanding stuff. And I was this is probably a result of me doing the work, but not really being present for it. So that was an experience shit in itself. And then by the time Thursday came, man, I was done. I just was so happy that I was done with classes and I just was sick of studying. But it's getting around time for me to set up for my qualifying exam. So because I already have my master's degree in one of my departments, I have to take my qualifying exam during Christmas break. And as a result, I have to have my committee in by the end of this month. So I had a meeting 2 weeks ago with my advisor to go over who I was going to ask to be on my committee, and then deciding to go ahead and ask those people so I can report back to him on our meeting on Tuesday, who I am and who I'm not working with. And so the result was not so great with my first meeting. Straight up got a no. And this is from the same professor that I kind of shared those feelings of frustrations after my second or third week. And I don't know. It's really weird that when I'm in most spaces, it's I recognize that I am the only Black person there, but I rarely feel like I'm not necessarily welcome in this space. It's just more so oh my gosh. Of course my phone makes a noise. It's not that I never really feel I don't belong here or I shouldn't be here. I just kind of feel let me start all this over. So it's not that I ever feel, when I'm in a lot of my classes, I'm usually the only Black person, except for one class that has 100 people in it. I think there are 4 Black people in that class. And I think I'm the only PhD student. It's a math class. So yeah, in my classes where I know most of the people are PhD students, I'm the only Black person. Typically, I do not feel like I don't belong in a space. I just feel I'm the only person here because there's just a low number of Black people getting PhDs. And that's just kind of the reality. But when I talk to this particular professor, the way that the questions are posed, their body language, it just makes me feel like they don't really think I should be there, or they don't think it's appropriate that I'm there. And I wouldn't even say it's because I'm Black. I just don't think that they think that I should be there. I don't know. It's a weird feeling. I don't like it. And it kind of got me down this weekend, again, on top of, like, not being at my homecoming. Because all I thought about, like, if I had this meeting on Friday and I knew in the next couple of hours I was about to fly down to Greensboro and cut up at homecoming, I wouldn't be thinking twice about what happened. I would be able to, you know, get rid of all that, like, I don't know, negative energy, because I would be freaking at homecoming getting, like, all of the love I need. Not particularly from anybody, but from just being in this space with, like, other amazing black people. So, yeah, it was even a weird weekend. Like, I wasn't super focused. I did, like, I probably took care of, like, one thing. And so I'm going to regret it in, like, 4 more hours, even probably spending this time to record this. But I don't know, y'all. I'm just kind of like, meh. So I'm trying to get out of that. Like, I don't really feel like right now I have time to feel like meh. But I also am trying my best to get out the habit of, like, forcing myself to do things, or, like, forcing myself beyond rest, like, not being able to rest and, you know, get where I'm really trying to, not get where I'm trying to go, but, you know, like, I don't know. It's like, I don't have to force myself and be uncomfortable or unhappy to accomplish this. So I'm believing that I'll wake up tomorrow, like, ready to, like, kick ass and take names. And I'm going to stop cussing on here too. But that's just where it's been this week. I actually forgot to record last week, because I studied so much. I studied the entire day that I forgot. Like, I literally forgot to leave, like, to, like, stop and record, because I just was studying and working and studying and working. So I did find out that I knew this already, but I was trying to, like, break the habit. I just work best, like, at a coffee shop or something like that. So I've been going to coffee shops pretty much all week, and I feel like I've been a little bit more productive when I'm there. Now the goal is to stay focused and engaged with my work while I'm at a coffee shop. So tomorrow I don't have class till 4. So I'm going to get up early and study because I have to lead a discussion on Tuesday. And then I'm going to work until my class. And then I have, like, some meetings and stuff afterwards. But what I will say is also I have, like, made a new, I'm, like, really trying to stay committed to, like, going to the gym in the morning and getting my workout in. So tomorrow I'm going to, like, I go to sleep in, like, what's close to workout clothes. So I wake up and don't really think twice about it. But yeah, that's kind of all that's been going on in my world, is, like, just trying to stay on top of everything. My research isn't necessarily picking up, but I think it's going okay. I don't think it's going bad. I just think it's going just okay, though. Just trying to stay on top of things, man. I'm telling you, struggling, y'all. But things are good. No complaint. Oh, my phone making it made a whole video, y'all. My phone made a video. I didn't even know it could do that. I'm still not focused, if you could not tell. So yeah, this is what's going on. It's been so funny talking to my family and friends. They're like, what have you been doing? I'm like, I've been studying and I've been sleeping. I've been studying and I've been sleeping. And I've been studying and I've been sleeping. And that's really all I've been doing. That's it, y'all. I've been studying and I've been sleeping. I will say Pittsburgh social life is super dead. And I feel like most schools are located outside of cities, or they're located in, like, less lively cities except for like the New York schools, DC, Chicago, you know, LA, pretty much like all of Cali, and a couple other like lit areas. But most cities or most schools, a lot of schools that have like graduate level education, like PhD, are gonna be in like less popping places. And I say that I'm with that. Like, yeah, less popping school is like better cost of living and it's just enough city for me, but not too much. No, y'all. When I need my city, though, I need it. And this was one of those weekends. If I would have had like a really strong Friday, I think I would have been able to convince myself to chill out and like enjoy. Well, chill out and study and like get back focused and like kind of get it out of my system. Where I didn't. But I am going out of town next week and the week after. So I think that'll help me with feeling a little meh, for sure. But yeah, study. I just study and I sleep and I say yeah, I sleep. I've been riding my bike a lot, and I've been working out, trying to like not get fat because all I do is study and sleep and I like to go to coffee shops. I'm always getting like a tea because I don't drink coffee and like a snack. And then I like buy 3 more snacks, or if I'm bored, I like want to eat and read and stuff like that. And that's cute, it's fun, but it's not gonna make me skinny. It's gonna make me big. So you have to look at that too. Like, you look up like stress eating and stuff, and just studying, and you just be blowing up. And so I'm gonna do my best to actually do the opposite and like be so disciplined that I'm like working out and then I'm studying and I'm going to class. And that's kind of like my little routine. And maybe find like, I think like maybe I'm gonna make like one night a week where I like go out and like hit a bar and chill out or whatever, just to like give my mind a break from school. Cause I was mad gloomy come Friday, like on top of, I guess, working so hard and then to not have all positive results, which like that's life, right? You work at whatever. And you're not always going to get positive results, but I don't know. I feel like it was just like, I was already bummed again. I will bring this up probably 2 more times about missing my homecoming. I was bummed. I was hurt. I did not like that I had to make that sacrifice. But I also realized, I'm going to go off on a tangent here before I go back to the point I was trying to make. Well, actually, let me finish that point. So I was already bummed that I was missing my homecoming. And then on top of missing it, to not even have a good week, it's like, it wasn't even worth missing because I didn't even do good this week. Like, at least if I missed it, I could be like, well, I missed it and I like killed it at school and I was on my stuff and blah, 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 blah. And that didn't even happen. So I was like, I might as well have went to homecoming again, you know? But like, I could have just not got anything done and just went to homecoming and had a bad week either way. But, you know, it's fine. Now that it's Sunday, it's fine. But to go back to this homecoming thing, I had to still stop and kind of recognize, like, I had to make a sacrifice for grad school. And there are a lot of people who won't think of this as a sacrifice, right? Like missing your homecoming. And depending on what college you went to, it probably won't be a big deal. But the college that I went to, I love my homecoming. It's not even that I hold on to my homecoming as like I missed college, it was so great. It's just more so, when I go back to my homecoming, I'm reminded that I am normal and that the excellence that I'm striving for is not special. There are so many other Black people that are beautiful and intelligent and striving to be excellent in their field. And it's just invigorating. Like, damn, I want to do that too. And then can still stay humble, not too full of themselves, to like have a good time, not too bougie, to, you know, get a little whatever, you know, have a good time, you know, still like humble. And that gives me energy every year. Like, when I first got to campus, I did the college thing, went to the game, blah, blah, blah. But my first year going back as an alumni was like, is as if I just looked at it a totally different way. And so I really never intended to miss my homecoming. Like, my rule used to be like, only way I miss my homecoming is I'm about to have a kid and I can't fly, like, or like the baby is due in a week. My mother passed within a 2 week range of homecoming. I think I had one more, but that was it. And so now I had to add, I'm in school and I got to focus, and I made this commitment and I asked for this. And if it takes me away from something that's really important to me, I guess it just shows, it showed me, you know, at least I am taking this, like, kind, I think I feel like it showed me I'm taking it more serious than I even thought I was when I first got here. Like, that I had to really, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was looking at flights like last Monday to get down there just for a day. But to ultimately just be like, you know what, I need to stay here. I need to stay focused. I can go next year. It'll be okay. For me, was a big deal. Again, this probably won't apply to a lot of people, but if you went to an HBCU, and especially if you aren't going straight into graduate school from college, and you were someone who was like really involved with, well, not involved, because I don't do that, but go back to homecoming, but you went back to homecoming, you'll kind of like be like, dang, I gotta like not go to homecoming. Like, what is that? So it meant a lot to me. I don't know. But again, just a nice reminder on the positive side that I am committed to this goal and I'm willing to do, you know, what it takes to achieve it, even if that means making major sacrifices. And that's what I think the big picture thing is, right? Like, whatever some of those things or activities or things that you really, really care about and are very important to you, you might have to like set aside for this for the time being, you know. It's just something to like recognize, and let me just not let you be surprised like I was, so you won't be unproductive for a week and a weekend because you salty about missing a freaking party, because that's what happened. But let me tell you, I'm not gonna miss it next year, and next year it'll be after midterms because they already put the dates out, and I now have an idea of when midterms come around here, and next year will be my last year taking coursework. So, baby girl, I ain't missing that ish again. I didn't like the way it felt. I might miss it another. Oh, actually, no, I can't miss it. I was gonna miss it in 2 years, but I can't. It's my 10-year. And so I might miss it next year, but that just feels like crazy to even say. So maybe I'll miss it this year and I miss it my last year. Because I'm gonna be out here grinding. But boy, oh boy. Grad school is a beast, y'all. And I feel like actually just even sharing this, even though right now it's still not, well, it'll be released at some point. I feel like I am learning that it's not always going to be perfect. And over time, things will get better. And I just like to remember that. And that I can just make my little routine and do my best to stay on top of things and do just try, you know, just giving it like 95% or better all the time. And right now I'm at about a 70. So I kept saying like, hopefully when Monday comes, I'll be more productive. But now I'm already like, shoot, I gotta get up. I gotta be up and out the house at like 6:30 so I can make sure that I work out and come back, shower, and then go back to campus, do this work, and then spend the rest of my morning taking care of something I should have took care of over the weekend, which always ends up happening, and then trying to work on homework and just, you know, never end, y'all, I promise. So go to grad school, but just realize it takes like forever and a day to get things done. I was also socially awkward at the civil engineering happy hour this weekend. Just, you know, quiet and, I don't know, just, like, not good at, like, jumping into conversations with people, so I just don't. But, I just feel like that's also just me. I just don't know anybody. And because I missed orientation, I like definitely like no one knows who the freak I am. So just like trying to show up to stuff and get to know grad students has been a little bit of a task. My office mates are cool. They talk to me a little bit. But just wanted to, like, you know, be more active so that I can get selected for stuff and, I don't know, just not be so isolated. That's been kind of the feeling I've had lately. I always study by myself, which, whew, can get boring. I do everything by myself right now. I went to the bar by myself on Friday. I mean, I went to the bar first with some other people, but I went to that event. I've been going to everything alone. That's just the case. And I don't know anybody because I don't know anybody. And that's okay. I'm actually okay doing stuff by myself. But I would like a little study group or something, a couple study buddies, so I can just be like, okay, I'll meet you on Monday, meet you on Tuesday, meet you on Thursday, meet you on Friday. And that's how I get my work done because I'm like a group activity person. I love it. And I won't even talk. I just like to meet people and work. But I have to make it work the way it's working for the time being. Maybe I'll go on the group chat and see if anybody wants to have a study buddy. IDK. But I think that's it. I've been rambling. Hope you enjoy. Have a great week. Holla.
Yo, thanks so much for taking time out of your life to listen to my podcast. If you're thinking about going to graduate school, you probably know application season is upon us. If you're feeling a little stress, a little anxiety, or even worse, procrastination, use my free e-course to get rid of all of that. You can find it on my website, strengthsnotstrikes.com. The music is Friday and Gotta Get Up from the Passion Hi-Fi on SoundCloud. All right, y'all, go be great.